Scottish Parliament by Christine McGivern. In December, new figures showed the number of planned and performed operations in Scotland had reached its highest level since January 2020. In the 12 months to October 2025, there were 297,014 operations planned, a 4.5% increase on the previous 12 months, while 271,328 operations were performed, a 4.6% increase. Both are the highest figures since before the pandemic and demonstrate the positive trajectory of the Scottish Government's plan to rebuild NHS capacity and reduce waiting times. This is in addition to 5 consecutive months of reductions in long waits, with new outpatient waits of over a year reduced by 17.9% between April and October 2025. In the same period, the total 52 weeks or more waiting list for new inpatient/day case procedures also fell by 26.1%. Health Secretary Neil Gray said, "These figures are more evidence we are turning a corner in the NHS and our plan is working. We are building real momentum in our efforts to recover NHS capacity and reduce waiting times for patients across Scotland. Our national treatment centres and our strategic investment in health boards are adding thousands of additional procedures for patients who need them, and we will continue to expand capacity. This government is determined to reduce long waiting times, and while we know there is more to do, it is clear that our plan to drive improvements in the NHS is paying off." Despite continuing pressures on the system, NHS Scotland carried out 815 operations per day in October 2025, up from 731 in October 2024. Over the 12 months to October 2025, there were 743 operations carried out per day, up from 711 in the year ending October 2024. Justice Secretary Angela Constance chaired a resilience meeting to discuss the rising number of flu cases and the pressure on health services. She was joined by the Health Secretary, Chief Medical Officer Professor Sir Gregor Smith, and Public Health Scotland Head of Health Protection, Infection Services, Jim McMenamin. Flu cases rose by 24% in a week, with hospital admissions up 15%. Ministers heard of measures being taken to alleviate pressure on health and social care services and ensure they had enough resources. This included additional support to NHS 24 and the Scottish Ambulance Service, as well as £20 million to support social care and front door pressures to improve flow. Neil Gray convened a meeting of the Winter Pressures Oversight Group to ensure health and care services had the resources needed during peak demand. He said, "We are taking a range of measures to ensure our health service is as resilient as possible over the next few months. £20 million has been allocated for health board initiatives to increase social care capacity and relieve pressure on acute services." A report exploring how Scotland's medical workforce might need to evolve over the next 15 to 20 years was published. The Future Medical Workforce report follows 6 months of engagement with the profession, with more than 2,000 doctors consulted through a national survey and 40 focus groups. The report emphasizes that any plans for the future should take into consideration the importance of ensuring doctors feel valued and inspired by their profession and able to sustain fulfilling careers. The Health Secretary said, "Our doctors are the backbone of our NHS, and it is vital we plan to ensure we have the right workforce in place to meet Scotland's healthcare needs in the decades ahead. I have been clear of the need to listen closely to doctors at every stage, and I am grateful for their honesty and insight, which is invaluable in shaping our next steps. The next phase of this project will turn these insights into action, working with the profession to deliver meaningful change that supports the medical workforce and improves care for patients across Scotland." On the 18th of December, it was announced that patients at all GP practices in Scotland will benefit from a digital dermatology service designed to reduce waiting times and improve outcomes. Since the national rollout in September, GPs have referred more than 12,000 patients. It is estimated that up to 130,000 dermatology referrals a year could be made this way, reducing demand on waiting lists by up to 50%. GPs are now able to securely send images of a patient's skin condition to dermatology specialists for analysis using a mobile device. An initial assessment of the condition is done digitally, then patients are offered a face-to-face appointment, directed to a more suitable service or given advice on managing their condition. Around half of annual dermatology referrals are for suspected skin cancer, and the new service means that cancer can be ruled in or out more quickly, providing either earlier relief or diagnosis for patients. Article ends.